irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Jen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Wednesday, March 18th. We're here back with you on a slightly overcast morning. Not like anybody cares, but I like to say that.
So. Yes. You're probably praying for rain, even though it's not coming.
Yeah, I've given up on that. But I just, weather is always good small talk, right?
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
Although it's like, yeah, what are you going to say? It's because people have that in common, you know, so right away you can discuss something.
Exactly.
You know,
and everyone has an opinion on it.
Yeah. I know. And usually people say the same things anyway, so yeah, who cares? So in a few minutes, we're going to get to our guest whom you brought in.
Yes.
And
very special.
Very special. You see, I had to think about that because you don't let me say everybody's a special guest.
Not that
you don't let me say it.
No.
But you just called me on it.
Right. Yeah. Maybe we'll come up with a bunch of adjectives that we can, you know, interchange between special.
Okay. Yeah. Like we have a relatively decent guest waiting. And
we have a mediocre guest in the wings.
Yeah.
We have a...
Yeah, or less than special, or whatever, you know. Maybe we'll do like a rating of specialness from 0 to 10, and then we'll put them on the spectrum.
Yeah, you know? That's true. We could do that.
Yeah, so we have a 5 today.
Today we have an 11.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Yes. I mean, she's gorgeous. She's drop dead gorgeous.
Yes, so, for our radio listeners.
Yeah, well, we'll put the pictures up and everything.
We will.
But that's the thing. No, in radio, you have to stimulate the imagination
of
the listener. And they're going to die to know what she looks like until we post the picture.
You should see her outfit.
Yeah, I know. Pretty
Get
cool.
Get excited
huh?
to see
Tiger
those photos.
And everything.
You know she works in fashion when she can pull off those.
Yeah, I guess so. So we'll find out about fashion today and stuff,
yep.
right?
That
will
trends.
Be cool. That'll
and
be cool.
Things that are luxurious.
Yeah. Well, I like that.
Yeah.
I like that. This morning, you would have died, man. I'm like walking outside, opening the door to my balcony because I like to go and have my coffee out there mm-hmm. in the morning, right? And then I'm like walking. I feel like I have maybe like a cobweb or something on my eye, you know, on my glasses.
Yeah.
So I take off my glasses and there's a spider walking on. Would you have died?
Yeah.
I mean,
I'm
trying to shake him off and he's like stuck with his web, you know?
That's my nightmare.
Yeah,
I hate creepy crawlies.
It's a nightmare.
Actually,
a nightmare. I wasn't prepared for that yet.
Whoa. Do you have like the heebie-jeebies or whatever they call them? Like when you feel like it's on you?
No, not unless I have something on me. But
well,
I don't
you did.
Imagine. Yeah. No, I just felt something. I felt like there was something on my eye, something light. But I didn't realize there was going to be a spider attached to it.
Ugh.
So, yeah.
Gross.
So that's how I started my morning. They don't scare me, but it startles you. You know, you don't know, like, and they're so friggin' fast. You know, you have to chase them to kill them.
Yeah. And then I always feel like they've got a friend somewhere. Or like their family's coming to get me because I killed the dad.
This is not Spider-Man we're talking about.
Spiders. There's a conspiracy and they're after me. Especially ants. I feel like once I see an ant or a fly on me, I feel like there's just like 10 more in the wings.
Oh, God. That would kill me.
And then I'm just itchy.
Yeah,
all day.
And you feel like you're itchy and stuff.
Yeah.
Wow.
Ugh.
Yeah, sounds great, man.
Yeah.
Sounds absolutely great.
Ugh. My nightmare. Creepy crawlies.
Yeah. So, well, there's a lot happening.
A lot.
Yeah, we're not going to talk about any of it because we have a special guest in the studio. I just wanted to bring up there was elections in Israel and Netanyahu won again.
He did.
And, yeah.
So that means no two-state situation.
Well, it depends. This is up to the Palestinians. He doesn't, you know, it's not him that's sabotaging this, but...
Well, that's what he was saying. He has no plans for a two-state scenario.
Well, because they're not willing to. I mean, how can you when in their own constitution they call for your destruction? How can you sign peace agreement with people like that? You know, the thing is that you have Hamas who are not willing to give up their commitment to annihilating all the Jews.
Right.
So how do you do? How do you make peace with this? Do you think the peace is going to last when they hate you like that?
Probably not.
Okay. So that's the point. That's the whole point, you know. So they have the Palestinian Authority, which is supposedly the government, but they're fighting within themselves too.
Right.
So it's not going to happen. It never will happen because it's not about land. You have to understand. It's about hatred, about envy, about humiliation, things like that. They feel they've been humiliated when Israel was born.
They need to get over it.
Well, yeah, but they... they're not that type of people. You're already, I think, learning about Islamist extremists and the way they behave.
Right.
You know, so there you go. I'm not saying all Palestinians are like that.
No.
What I am saying is that they raise their kids to hate Jews and to want to kill them. I don't know if you've seen any of these things on YouTube where they show like younger than elementary school and they're already like chanting, you know, kill the Jews, kill Israelis, giving them like mock guns and things like that.
No, trying to cut down on those videos. But
yeah, but it happens, Jen. And you have to understand, you know.
It's scary.
They kill each other.
I know.
They kill each
other. I see that every day.
Yeah, so how do you deal with an enemy like this? I don't know. They're each more violent island than the other. So, I mean, I'm for one happy that Netanyahu is back because there's no really good alternatives there.
You didn't like the guy he was against?
No. No. Although I didn't know much about him, but it doesn't matter. I just wanted Netanyahu to stay because I think he's a strong leader and Israel needs a strong leader.
How many terms has he had?
A lot.
I feel like he's been there since I've been born. They apparently don't have a two-term system.
Yeah, no, they don't. And sometimes there, it's like in many other countries, you know, here, if someone doesn't win, they sort of disappear, you know. I mean, not like Hillary Clinton and stuff, but you have a lot of people that...
can't get rid of her.
That did not get elected, and they sort of disappeared.
Mm-hmm.
But in Europe, in other countries, these people, like, stay around forever. So even if they're removed, then, you know, the next election, they could come back. And that's what happens in Israel a lot. So that's why you have the same leaders coming back. But, you know, sometimes you want continuity.
You do, but also sometimes you want change. And
you do.
You need to, like, I mean.
Right. But apparently change wasn't strong enough. And because some people like the fact they don't want change as far as security and stuff, you know. And in Israel, the security is always the main issue.
Right.
But so I'll tell you what the problem is. Just really briefly. The problem is that, you know, you have like people that, remember we had the Occupy movement here and stuff? Well, they did it there as well because housing is so expensive and young people can't really get any housing and all that. And they feel they don't make enough money and all that. So, I mean, these are major issues also. And in another country, it would be the most important issues. But when you have to deal with your survival, then it becomes secondary. So that's what those are like the conflicts there. But I knew he would win because he's the one that called for early elections. If he didn't think he could come back, he wouldn't have done it. You know,
right.
And the reason you call for new elections is because if you don't like the way the government is, you see, in Israel, it's different because you have a coalition. In other words, they won. But in order for their win to be solid, they have now to ally themselves with other smaller parties. So what happens is these smaller parties have a little say in what happens. And, you know, he could just have said, I'm tired of these people, you know. They're like getting in my way. Let's call another election. I'll build a new government. So that's essentially what's going on there.
Very different from here.
Yeah, very different. It's a parliamentary system, which is more like in Britain.
Right.
Yeah.
I was going to say, it sounds a little like a monarchy.
Yeah. Well, not monarchy, really. I mean,
well, if you're president for a million years.
No, no, but you're not. You get elected every time. Right. That's the point.
That's true.
He could have been removed.
But doesn't he have a lot of say in all these decisions? Like, he can just call an early
election? No, there's still a parliament. Well, I mean, here they could, too. You know, I mean, the president here has a lot of power. A lot of power.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, he can declare war without the approval of Congress, from what I understand. So, you know, the president can do a lot, too.
Okay.
But there's always checks and balances, although our system here, I think, is the best. It's really well thought out.
I think that's why people hate us.
Yeah, exactly. Because we know what the hell we're doing and we're different.
Yeah.
Yeah. America was different from the beginning. Yeah. Anyway, enough garbage about that stuff. Who cares, right?
And lighter
it's
news.
It's like on the other side of the world.
Kind of. I mean, it does interact with us here.
Yeah,
often.
I know.
A U.S. guy, a U.S. veteran, was charged with signing up for ISIS.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Coming out of Brooklyn. Or fourth person to leave Brooklyn for ISIS. But Egypt sent him back.
Wow.
Turkey sent him to Egypt, and Egypt sent him back.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Because who needs one more person?
Yeah. What about those teenage girls that are going there to marry those fighters?
Right.
Yeah.
Where do they come from? London?
Some from London. I think that I heard a couple from Australia also last week. So go figure, you know. But, I mean, it's just like those women that fall in love with prisoners, you know. And it's like, you know, what's up with that?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't understand the psychology behind wanting to join, like, a terrorist group.
But. Yeah. Or to go, you know, I mean, a terrorist that treats women like garbage.
Maybe you hate your parents. I don't know.
Yeah, there's a lot going on there. I would imagine maybe some of them are rebels, really, and they just want to get away and they look for a new meaning in life. But come on, you know, what connection do they have to the Middle East? I have no idea.
Well, but aren't they of some kind of Islam?
Some, but not all of them.
The three girls?
Maybe those three girls are. But I'm telling you, there's like every day I hear of someone. So I don't know. But so you're saying those were Muslim girls?
Yeah, okay. From London.
Okay.
There's a big population.
So they have a certain, I guess,
right,
something in common.
But I guess their parents were like very upset that they left.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Wow. Yeah, crazy. All right, Jen, why don't you go ahead and introduce our guest to us this morning. And she is indeed special. We have, go ahead.
Oh.
Yeah, who do we have?
We have Caitlin Chase of Caviar and Cashmere.
Caitlin, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Of course. We've had a friend of Jen's before, and now we get to meet another friend. So it's a pleasure to meet you.
Thank you.
And Jen, you definitely have beautiful friends.
Thank you.
Right? So
I try.
Yeah, I guess you try to stay in the same company, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what? I mean, if you look good, you want other people to make you look good too. So
I don't understand those groups of girls that are like, they hang out with uglier girls to make themselves feel better. I don't really get that at all. I like pretty friends.
Yeah, why not? You know, everybody likes pretty and beautiful.
Confident,
people.
Pretty, smart, hardworking friends.
Absolutely. Caitlin, how long have you guys known each other?
Jen and I have known each other for about 3 years.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you remember how you met?
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, we have an anniversary every 4th of July.
Really?
Yeah.
Whoa. So was it like at a 4th of July party or something?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, well, because I figured gin and parties.
Yeah, they go hand in hand.
Exactly.
We met at a 4th of July party at a mutual friend's house, at a beach house in Malibu, and we just hit it off immediately.
Really? So you guys have like a lot of things in common, like you felt right away.
Yes. Yes.
Wow, very cool.
Yeah.
Are you guys like similar in age as well and stuff? I mean, the same.
She's my elder.
I am.
Oh, yeah, probably by 2 months, right?
No, by a couple years.
By several years. Don't age me.
Sad.
Yeah. It's funny because younger people want to be older and then old people want to be younger. So go figure. You know? But at your age, you just probably would rather stay just where you are, right? I mean, these are probably the best years.
I think I'm getting to the age where I wish I was younger. Not really? Yet, but I'm coming to it. I'm 27 now, kind of fearing 30.
Well, I mean, you're like a perfect age. You know, you're not too young. You're not too old.
Right.
Yeah, you'll miss this age, I'm telling you. 27?
I'm sure.
Wow. I'd give my left testicle to be 27 again.
You went there. Oh, my.
No, I would. You know, I've thought about that. But not that...
I don't think it's an option.
Yeah, none of that's going to make a difference. So, and Caitlin, where are you originally from? Are you from L.A.?
I am. I'm from L.A. I'm from Malibu. Originally.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, from Malibu. Excuse me. So you were born with a silver spoon in your mouth?
No, I wouldn't say that. No.
So how did you end up in Malibu? What kind of... I mean, are your parents well off and stuff? Or were they when you were born?
My parents are both entrepreneurs, so they've had their ups and downs, but they've lived in Malibu They recently moved out of Malibu to Westlake Village, but they had been in Malibu for 35 years.
Wow.
And neither of them had money growing up. They're self-made.
Yeah. Self-made. But by the time you were born, they'd already made enough to live in Malibu.
Yeah, they were doing okay.
Yeah, because people that are broke don't really live in Malibu.
There are nice trailer parks in Malibu.
There are.
Yes.
No, I think there's a misconception. There's not everyone in Malibu has a ton of money.
Yeah.
There's a beach community, small, hardworking middle class families.
Wow.
There.
You see, now that's a revelation. Most people probably don't know that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, you think of Malibu as like celebrity houses.
Right. And all the houses on the beach. But right. Malibu's a lot bigger than that.
I'm sure the median household income is higher than most U.S. cities. However, I think there's a lot of middle class families there.
Yeah. Cool. So you grew up in Malibu, right? You went to school there and everything?
Yeah, I did. I went through the Malibu public school system until high school, and then I switched over to a private school in Westlake Village.
Oh, I see. Okay. So is that after you guys moved to Westlake, or did they send you there
before? No, they just moved last year. I was sick of the public school system. I wanted a better education.
Yeah.
I wanted to be surrounded with kids that wanted to go to college and start their own businesses. And I didn't feel like that was necessarily the case with the people I grew up with in Malibu. Sorry,
yeah,
guys.
Well, that's cool. I mean, at least you were mature enough to think about those things, you know?
Yeah, I was kind of a nerd. I wanted to focus on school, and I wanted to go to a high school that had a good sports program. Not that I was in sports, but for the guys, they're cute.
Oh, I see. I'm like, wow, I was going to ask you a whole question about sports.
I was captain of the dance team.
Oh, really? Well, that's sports, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you have to be in shape. Yeah. You have to be in shape for that.
We still have to go to a dance class.
I know. I keep tagging Jen in Instagram videos of girls dancing to motivate her because I want to go to a dance class.
I want to go. We'll go to that
hip-hop
class.
Hip-hop specifically.
Yes.
Hip-hop dance. Mm-hmm. That would be cool.
That's what I did in high school.
Really?
I was in a very conservative Christian high school in Westlake Village. And as captain of the dance team, I brought in rap. It was censored, though.
a secret about Caitlin is that she knows rap songs real well, and she will rap to you.
Really?
Or she'll make up her own rap.
Do you want to do that? Right
no, I'm
now?
Good. I'm good.
No, okay, it's too early. Yeah.
I'm coming out with my single 2016.
Yeah, she'll come back on when she has an EP.
Or when it's later in the day, not right. Early in the morning, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or it'll be found footage.
My label will be so mad at me if I start doing it now.
I feel like, first of all, today, as fashionable as you are, you look like you walked right out of Empire, the show on Fox.
I don't know that one, but I think the better reference is BET.
It's along those lines. It's exactly along those lines.
I was feeling a little feisty this morning.
You look feisty. You are feisty, though, in general. So,
thank you.
So you're influenced by black culture, would you say? I mean, hip-hop, BET. I'm asking.
Not at all.
No.
I don't know if I'm allowed to say this, but I've always felt like I'm black inside.
Really? Wow, that's interesting. Why would you not be allowed to say that?
First of all, I feel like
the way I look.
You and Lauren, both of you, I feel like I'm surrounded by friends. My friends have a lot of personality, I would say that. And they're very pretty, but they have a lot of like quirks.
Yeah.
Jen calls me, what do you call me?
She's a party trick.
Oh, yeah.
You can bring her to a party and she just is like so entertaining. Uh-huh. Yeah, I can totally see her poop from this angle.
Yeah, do it the other way.
Oh my gosh, my outfit is so inappropriate for 10 a.m.
But it's good for radio.
I have a face for radio.
That's what I say every day about me.
Come on.
No. Yeah. You are Gorge and you work in fashion. Why don't you tell us a little bit about what you do in fashion?
Yeah. Well, we didn't get there yet. I mean, we want to get there in a while. Oh. Do you want to get there?
Ease into it, Jen.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, we got to go with the flow,
we
you know?
We can continue talking about how you're black on the inside.
No, I want to get away from that topic.
No, we are away from the topic. I just wanted to know, do you have any siblings?
I do. I have an older sister. She is a psychologist. I just see it's like so smart. I can't even say it.
Yeah. A psychologist.
Yes.
Wow. Where does she practice here in town?
She practices currently in Westlake Village.
Oh, wow. So the whole family is out there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very cool.
Yeah.
Okay, Jen, go ahead and ask her.
So
I was going to ask her a little more, but no, let's get into the fashion and everything. So, because obviously Jen brought it up a couple times and
she really wants to talk about it.
Yeah. So what do you do with your time, Caitlin?
For those of you just joining us, we're talking to Caitlin Chase. She's a good friend of Jen's. And are these pictures of you on the website, the new website? They are.
Yeah.
They are you.
Yeah.
I mean, because, yeah, I mean, it's just amazing. So, obviously, you're into modeling and stuff too, right?
Have you done modeling? I retired.
Oh, you retired from modeling.
Yeah,
excuse me. Yeah, you still could do very well, you know, but...
Well, maybe like, you know, for the older folk, geriatric modeling now.
Are you serious?
I think once you're past 21, you're over the hump.
I don't think so. Not in my book. I don't know. There's a lot of models that look great even in their 30s.
No, there are. There are. There. I think there are. Getting over that,
yeah.
That ageism.
Yeah, and people that have good genes, you know, it lasts for a while. You
My
know.
Mom's beautiful.
Yeah.
So I attribute anything to her.
Awesome.
She's, I can't say how old she is. She'll be so mad, but she's gorgeous.
That's awesome. So now, do you find it hard being beautiful and walking down the street and stuff?
What is it like for you being beautiful?
Yeah, what is the experience to be a beautiful woman?
Ask Jen.
I have.
It's tough. Life's harder.
No, because I imagine, I mean, you guys probably get hit on all the time, right? I mean, guys do that.
I am not nice to guys that are hitting on me, so
yeah,
that's true.
But they probably don't know that until
I'm not
they do.
Approachable.
Right.
So I don't get hit on all the time because I have a...
You're like in your own world
face.
Type of a thing.
No, I just... Face. I do. I have... what's it called? RBF, resting bitch face. No,
that's a new one.
I'm just kidding. I don't think that I'm approachable.
Why is that? Do you think that? I mean, are you shy? Do you not want to be approached?
It's a combination of things. I am a little shy.
Yeah,
believe it or not, and I'm not interested in meeting anyone. I'm in a relationship.
Oh,
I think
okay.
I put out that vibe.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, maybe okay, not today makes... in this outfit, but otherwise I am usually putting out in a committed relationship vibe.
Oh, wow. Cool. Because I thought all of Jen's were single friends. That's why I didn't realize that.
Actually, I have more friends in relationships than friends that are single.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. And she's in a really good relationship with a guy who's great.
Really? And how long is that going for? A couple of years?
No, actually 6 months.
Oh, wow.
It's
congratulations.
Thank
yeah.
you.
So there's still fireworks and everything. You're in the honeymoon stage still.
Yeah, I think there'll always be fireworks.
Yeah. Well, you hope, you know.
I hope so, yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, is this something that you want to plan for the rest of your life with? Somebody that you want to be with for the rest of your life?
The hard-hitting question.
Yeah. Well, you don't
have a heart attack right now.
No,
listening.
I don't mean to put you on the spot at all, so you don't have to answer that. I mean, it's just that, you know, the questions flow, but sometimes it's true. It's too personal, and you don't know what people want to talk about. Some people would be
I mean, that's the ultimate goal, is to to be with somebody that I can settle down with. I want children.
Right. Are you ready for that at this point in your life?
No, no.
Not yet.
There's a lot of things I want to accomplish before
right.
I do that.
And you can do that together, right?
Definitely. And I think that I love traveling. There's so many places I want to see and things I want to do before I settle down and have like
And,
a team of children.
And your life changes forever.
Yeah.
So you plan a few kids, right?
Yeah,
you
definitely.
You said a team of kids.
Two or three, I think.
Two or three, okay.
Yeah.
Some people have basketball teams, you know, five, six people.
Yikes.
Yeah, I don't want a minivan, so I'm going to stick with enough children that can fit in a nice sedan.
Yeah. You'll probably go up to an SUV. That's what most moms do. I don't like SUVs, but... But
I do.
Because moms drive them like crazy, you know. I mean, some SUVs are so big that you realize, I mean, even male drivers, I mean, it's like, how do you control something this big, you know? So they have a false sense of security, and they drive like crazy, you know, because nothing can happen to them. So, I don't know. That's my
view.
We'll
cross that bridge.
Yeah. So how did you meet your boyfriend?
I've known him for 10 years.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
So you were friends? Were you friends before?
We were acquaintances, and then we ran into each other and reconnected and realized we lived two blocks away from each other.
Wow.
And it just kind of...
So it's destined, predestined pretty much, huh?
Maybe.
Yeah.
We'll see.
It's, yeah, we'll it's just because you weren't ready 10 years ago, and now you're ready.
Yeah, I was, you know, 10 years ago, I was a freshman in college. I was in a serious relationship from my high school days, and I wasn't ready. And I think everything's all about timing.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Do you believe in predetermined fate? I mean, do you think that our life is already predetermined, or do you think we have that? Because when people say things are meant to be, I think it's we're saying, well, it's predetermined. That's the way it was meant to be. But I tend to feel that we have the freedom of choice. I think I'll tell you in a minute what my philosophy is, but go ahead.
No, I think that we determine our own destinies.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm a big believer in The Secret and the law of attraction. Yeah. Luck is preparation when
something meets something else.
Something meets something else.
Yeah. Opportunity meets
when preparation meets opportunity, that
yeah.
is luck.
Yeah. That's something I heard from Oprah. Is that did she invented or
probably because I love her.
Oh, didn't you meet her? Or you saw her?
I saw her in an elevator, and I had, like, Tourette's syndrome. I'm like, I love you! I had just read her book. Her book is awesome.
Really?
Yeah, I told Jen to read it. I told all of my girlfriends to read it. It's a book called What I Know For Sure. I just love her so much.
Yeah,
maybe women do, because she speaks for them.
Yeah.
Right? She speaks for women.
Yeah, she's very, very relatable. Yeah.
And she's been through everything and overcome things and become Oprah.
That's true.
She has one name, Oprah.
Yeah, one name. Yeah. Yeah, she's our Madonna of talk. Yeah.
Well, so is Ellen, kind of.
Yeah. So, okay, well, before we get to the fashion and everything, well, I guess the fashion, is that what you do for a living?
Yeah, I have a brand and a blog. They're both luxury lifestyle brands, and they're both called Caviar and Cashmere. The brand was made from the blog. Mm-hmm. And I've had the blog for about 4 years and the brand for 2.
Wow. So how did you, I mean, what made you want to start this blog?
My background was in writing for magazines. So I was doing fashion writing for several different national and international wow. publications.
So you're a writer?
Yes. Oh, that's wow. my background. And this is at a time where blogs weren't very popular. And mm-hmm. I was running a blog for a magazine on their website, and I was doing national content for them, and the magazine then got word that they were closing. So I asked the magazine at the time, their website had a ton of traffic. So I asked if I could start linking to my new blog from their website, and that's how I gained initial traffic.
Wow, how lucky that is, you know? I mean, it's like, well, you were at the right place with the right
exactly,
people.
Yeah.
Very cool. You know, not many people would do that, you know, give away all the traffic and everything, but
yeah, they were. I mean, it was cool. inevitable that they were closing, and yeah. I was the one doing the content for them on the site, so I think it was a natural progression. So yeah. I gained a lot of readers from that.
Very cool. So what drew you into fashion? I mean, was that like early on in your life?
Yeah, I always loved fashion.
Really?
Yeah, I knew I wanted to be in it somehow. I knew I never wanted to work for anybody else.
Right.
So one way or the other, I was going to start something of my own. And it just kind of happened organically.
Wow. So you never did work for anybody else?
I was on staff at a few magazines, so I did work for other people, although I did have a lot of autonomy because I could write about what I wanted to. Mm-hmm. But ultimately, I just don't like answering to people.
Yeah, I know. I don't blame you. I'm the same way. And my dad knew that early on. That's why he sent me out here. He says, you're not like military material, you know. Don't stay here to go to the army. And he's right. You know, I mean, I would have gone crazy. There's no way I can have other people tell me what to do. You know, it's very tough.
I think there's probably two types of people in the world. It's the people that are good with the organization and direction, and then there's right. others that want to be on their own.
Exactly. More creative types, yeah. I think, and stuff. But yeah, I mean, many people excel in the corporate world, obviously.
Yeah,
and
definitely.
Make a lot of money.
I can never say never. Yeah. Maybe I'll find myself next year in the corporate world. But for now, I'm really happy doing what I'm doing.
Right. So now, so you have a little background in that. You said you did modeling too?
Yeah, a little when I was younger.
So you were exposed to fashion that way as well, right?
Yeah. And my mom, she was a big model growing up. And then she was an interior designer. So I was kind of surrounded by design and fashion and creativity.
Wow, how cool. So it made you like, you know, a cool kind of person that cares about your appearance, about the way you come across. You see, a lot of people don't really care. And you can tell by their appearance, wouldn't you say?
Totally.
They don't care about what they look like.
No. I learn how to look normal from Caitlin. She teaches me things.
I get a lot of in the mirror selfies asking if the outfit's okay.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
And I copied something else recently.
What?
I saw when I was at your house a week or two ago, you had a makeup, like a palette.
Organizer.
Mm-mm. Eyeshadows.
Oh, yeah?
I went and got them.
Oh, smart. Smart.
That's what I'm
wearing. Are you wearing them right now? Oh, looks beautiful.
Thank you.
Yeah, so on the blog, I write a lot about beauty, style, travel, luxury lifestyle trends.
Right, so it's mostly directed towards women who actually appreciate these things.
Yeah.
Not like guys that don't even pay attention.
That's not true. My two cousins both are very fashion forward.
Yeah. Well,
interestingly enough, when I first started the blog, I was really trying to focus on male content. And so
really?
I was writing
Why?
A lot about watches, cars, because I'm kind of like a boy in that sense. I love watches and cars and all those sort of boy things. And so the readership now, it's about 49% male still.
Wow. Very cool.
Yeah.
So you write with them in mind too when you write. It's not just the women.
Yeah.
Very cool. So it's like a unisex type of a blog, for lack of a better word. now, so tell us, okay, so the blog is part of your website, which is called caviarandcashmere.com. So people, you can go up there and check it out. This is Caitlin's site. Tell us a little bit about what the site has in it for people to check out. Obviously, it has the blog.
Right.
Right.
Well, a year into having the blog, I turned the blog into a cashmere brand. I partnered with my mom because she had experience in interior design, and there was a gap in the market for moderately priced but high-quality cashmere goods. Mm. So we started designing home accessories and fashion accessories. So
Very
that
cool.
is what the brand does.
Wow. So you started this by yourself pretty much, right? This is your idea?
Yeah, it was both of our ideas.
Yeah.
I couldn't have done it without her.
Yeah, I know. You need a partner. I think people need at least one person to help out, you know. I started the station alone, and there's no way I could have done it for too long.
Yeah.
You know, and it's good because you get different ideas from different people, different perspectives.
Exactly.
And it's cool that you're close enough with your mom that you can do that. Not everybody's like that.
Yeah, no. We have a great relationship, and our working relationship is great. She's also partners with my father in a different business, so we're all intertwined.
Wow, how cool. You say a together kind of family.
Very much together.
Yeah, very encouraging, very inspiring.
We're very much together.
They're a really cute family.
Right. So, okay, so let's go to the shopping part here. I'm going into the shopping part of the website. And, okay, so tell us some of the things you have. You have throws and scarves. Are these items that you make, or do you just merchandise them?
No, I design all of them.
You design them, but somebody else makes them.
Correct. I have a factory in New Delhi.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So you travel to India?
Yes.
Yeah. Have you been there a few times?
A couple of times.
Really? What did you feel safe there, or did you feel kind of...
I felt completely safe.
Really?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, we've talked about all the rapes and stuff that go on there, and it's like of tourists and things like that, but you didn't feel that.
I was never alone.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure if I would feel the same if I was traveling alone to India, but
right.
I was with my parents. I was with, there's a great family that we're partnered with that owns the factory in New Delhi, and they took great care of us while we're there.
Awesome.
They showed us around. We traveled throughout the entire country with them. And I love India. I think it gets a bad reputation. And
why do you think that is?
I think people, especially here in the States, they read about it. They see how it's depicted on television and in movies, and it's not glamorous, and it makes it look like you get off the plane and it smells, and there's trash everywhere. And of course, there's certain parts of India that do smell and there's trash, but there's other parts that are so beautiful. And I think people need to go and experience it.
Yeah, people need to know about that. You know, see, I didn't realize that. I mean, that's what I picture as the poverty and the crime and the inequality and things like that, you know, but...
What's beautiful about it is there's such a dichotomy between there's the super impoverished and then there's the super wealthy. There's not really a middle class.
No middle class, huh?
And, but what's interesting is everyone all across the board is so happy. Indian people are just, there's always a smile on their face. They're dressed so colorfully.
It's amazing you say that because so many times we've thought about somebody told me once, I think it was my dad that noticed. He said, Indian people look sad. He says, I've never seen them smile. And, you know, I've noticed that, like, when you see them working in the, like, anywhere, you know, where they work, you know, many of them in gas stations and things like that, you don't get the smile. I don't know, but you saw something else.
But she was in India.
Right.
I feel like so, maybe the ones that are here.
Yeah, maybe they're a little more jaded.
I can't speak for the population that's in the States, but right. over there, they're just nice, happy, optimistic people. I wrote a very long blog about my first trip there.
Really?
On the blog, I think it's called A Trip Diary to India, and I chronicled my experience there, and I'm just trying to get the word out about how beautiful it is and how I think people should visit.
Yeah. So, I mean, do you think you have any, that India has any influence on what you design? Have you been influenced by that culture?
All of my designs are influenced by my travels.
Oh, really? Where else have you traveled to?
I love to travel. So I've been all over the place. The one place I haven't been is Asia, and I'm dying to go.
Right. Well, India, you know. Yeah. But you mean the Far East, though?
Yeah.
Like China and Japan.
I'd love to go to China, Japan, Thailand.
Yeah, I know. Me too.
That's on my list of things to do. But whenever I travel, I love photography. So I take pictures of architecture, designs, prints, people, and I try to incorporate it into all of my designs.
Wow. She's so multi-talented, you know, beautiful, great family, great background.
Yeah.
You're the best catch ever.
Thank you.
If this guy ever does anything to you, let me know, okay?
Because
he'll be considered a fool. That's all I can say. You know, he's got the best in his hands.
Thank you.
So, okay. So, tell us a little bit about the designs. What do you want people to know about them?
The biggest selling category for me is the scarves. I wanted to introduce a lower price point because the home accessories, the throws, the robes, the travel sets, they're great. But I think it's for a certain type of person that can afford a $500, $700 throw for their home.
Right.
I really wanted to have luxury be accessible for everyone. So I started mixing and blending cashmere with other different fabrics like silk, linen. And I introduced the scarf collection, and the prices start as low as $68.
Wow. That's very
cool.
I have one. I mean, do you?
My mom has one.
Yeah.
I think all of our friends now have one.
Yeah, everyone's rocking caviar and cashmere scarves.
Wow, I know. You guys should go and check it out. It's caviarandcashmere.com. And you don't need to know how to spell it all. Just go to Google or something and, you know.
Hopefully my SEO is good.
It'll correct it for you.
Yeah.
But no, beautiful designs. I mean, they're pretty unusual. I mean, like you have something that looks like a snake skin.
That's the one I have.
That's the one you have?
Has, yeah.
I've worn it for the show.
Do you like snakes?
Not particularly.
But do you like their skin?
Yeah.
Animal prints are very in, hence the pants.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm wearing leopard pants,
yeah.
by the way.
So that's like an influence for you.
Yeah,
like
I mean, I'm into trend forecasting and seeing what the colors and the prints and the designs are going to be in the coming years. All of the designs are either hand-painted, hand-drawn, or digitally done in CAD, and then they're digitally printed onto the scarves. So the printing machines are incredible. They're about as big as this room, and we feed the fabric, and it's just like a digital printer.
Wow. It must be cool, huh? I mean, to go from idea, from concept, to see it actually physically in your hand.
Growing up, I knew I wanted to be able to have work that was tangible, that people could see and feel. I think it's exciting to have an idea in your head and then see it to completion.
Yeah.
Be able to hold it in your hands and know that was once just an idea in your head.
Yeah. So I'm looking at some of the designs, and many of them are pretty busy. I mean, you have some solid color ones, but is that the trend right now?
Busyness.
Yeah, busyness.
Busy colors.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's a trend. People love prints and colorful patterns. So I love incorporating color into the scarves. I have some neutrals as well.
Yeah.
And some for men.
I do have some for men.
Scarves for men. That happens more on the East Coast, obviously. I mean, here men, I mean, or women too. I mean, there's probably not a lot of occasions to wear scarves, right? It doesn't get that cold.
It's a fashion accessory, so people...
So it doesn't have to be cold for you to wear one?
No.
Wow.
And I make lighter blends, like the silk cashmere blend that I have is light. You can wear it for the spring.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You see, listen to that, ladies. Check it out. There's a lot of stuff there. So so not only do you have the products, the designs and everything, but you have the blog that discusses the fashion and all that stuff. So it's an all-around cool website. You guys should check it out. So for those of you just joining us, we're talking to Caitlin, who is a good friend of Jen, who's also running Caviar and Cashmere, which is a store for, let's see, we've got scarves and throws. Let's talk about some of the other things. You have like, what's the next popular line for you?
The travel sets.
The travel sets. Yeah. And what are those?
That's something I came up with because I travel so often, and when you go into a plane, the blankets and the pillows aren't necessarily very luxurious.
That's
so I
true.
Wanted to bring luxury onto the plane. Uh-huh. So I came up with the concept of doing a cashmere throw and a cashmere pillow cover and an eye mask, all in cashmere.
Yeah, and it looks great, man. I mean, it looks really, really nice. And so, yeah, I mean, it totally makes sense, you know, and it feels, I mean, it looks like, so cashmere feels, it feels nice, obviously, right?
It's the softest fabric in the world.
Is it?
Yeah.
So it's also, is it also the priciest or is silk
more? It's definitely one of the priciest. I think really? That a lot of people don't understand why it's so pricey. The process of getting cashmere is difficult. You can really only find it in a couple of locations, these cashmere goats. That's where the cashmere comes from.
Really? And that's in Asia?
In Kashmir, India, and in Mongolia.
Oh, wow.
They have to be in very cold climates. And the process of actually getting the cashmere is very time-consuming. It only happens once a year in the spring. And there's the nomadic cashmere herders. They go and they get the goats. The goats aren't harmed, but they shave. And then they individually pick out the inner hair from the outer hair. So the goats develop this outer hair that's coarse and rough to keep them warm. But on the inside, those tiny fibers is what cashmere is.
Wow.
But someone's individually picking out the outer from the inner hair.
Yeah. Wow. So it's pretty scarce. That's why it costs a lot. There's not a lot of it.
It's a commodity.
Yeah. Wow. Very interesting stuff. Oh, so travel sets, this is for the plane.
They make great gifts.
Yeah, they really do.
All of her products. I mean, I've gotten jewelry from you even.
Yeah, I did a little capsule collection of jewelry because I love jewelry so much.
Yeah.
I'm not selling it currently on the site, but I had a little pop-up boutique in Calabasas over the holidays a year ago, and I designed a line of jewelry, and I love doing that. So hopefully I can introduce that as a main category.
Yeah. Was there a lot of interest when you were there? Really?
So much.
Yeah. I know. That's a good place to be for this kind of product because it's an upper scale neighborhood.
Yeah, and it was during the holidays, so everyone was buying it for gifts.
Wow, very cool. So, well, very nice. So, according to my calculations, you're going to be a multimillionaire in about 5 years.
I'm crossing my fingers.
Right? Very cool. I mean, you're still at a young age, you know, you're launching a business and you have a good vision of what it should be. Which is very cool, you know.
Thank you.
So when did you first launch Caviar and Cashmere?
It was launched in 2011.
Okay, so about 4 years, three and a half,
the
4 years.
The blog, yes. And then the brand was launched 2 years ago.
Oh, I see. So you started the blog and then you added this to it.
Yeah.
You still write in the blog though, right?
All the time.
Yeah. So tell us some of the things. Well, you said fashion and stuff, but I see you've got lifestyle, travel, all these things. Yeah, I mean, hotel spotlights. You've got like a whole website. I mean, people don't need to go anywhere else, right?
That's the goal.
It's like a magazine type of a thing.
Yeah, yeah. I think that now blogging is very overly saturated and there's so many people trying to do it. And there's a lot of girls all over the world trying to be fashion bloggers. And I wanted to be more than that. I wanted to be like a luxury lifestyle destination where you can go and read about everything.
Right. So other than getting the traffic from that defunct website, what about how do people find you? Are you like on search engines and things like that? Is that how people can find?
Yeah. I mean, I dabble in SEO.
Good.
I haven't ever done any paid advertising or sponsorships. It's been a really steady organic growth.
Very cool.
Word of mouth. I've partnered with a lot of luxury brands. I've been spokeswoman for a couple of brands and brand ambassadors, and I get my name out there that way too by aligning with alike brands.
Yeah, that's cool. That's a good idea. So is it still just you and your mom? Or do you have other people now? I mean, you outsource everything, so you don't have to have employees. And
yeah,
all that.
No employees.
That's maybe, the way to do it.
Yeah. Maybe one day if we grow, but I like it that it's just a small family-run business right now.
Right, yeah. Until you make a few millions, then you'll want people to do it for you. You won't want to sit there and do your SEO.
I was thinking about that this morning, that I'm a little bit of a control freak. So really? So handing over a task to someone is difficult for
yeah,
me.
Yeah, I know. That's delegating, and not everybody can be a good manager. You can be a great entrepreneur, but you're not necessarily a good manager. I mean, you know, to me, it's hard to delegate as well. And some things I still do that I shouldn't be doing. But you're right. You know, it's like you want to control everything. You feel that nobody can do it better. But it's a problem. It's an obstacle. And like I said, I have the same thing too. And you have to rise above it and say, you know, I have to be able to trust this person to be able to do this, because you can't do everything.
Yeah, you should also only hire people you trust.
That's true.
And then you can delegate to them freely.
That's true.
Yeah, but how do you know who you... So people that you already know.
No, you just... There's a scanning process for hiring people, and I think that you get better at it over time.
Right, and trust builds, you know. Right. It takes a while to build.
I'm a pretty good judge of character, and I think that's something that I need to work on, is just letting go a little bit and letting someone else take the reins. But I've always, I grew up with the mindset, my dad always said, if you want something done right, do it yourself.
Yeah, right.
So, I mean, he's in a ton of different businesses, and he's just doing it all himself. He has employees, but... if he wants something done, he does it himself.
Yeah, that's true.
He's a go-getter.
That's how it happens. Yeah. Well, finally, any final thoughts or anything? We're almost out of time. Is there anything we didn't touch on that you want to promote?
No. I'm just trying to grow the brand, grow the blog.
So now people can find this only on your website for right now, right?
It's no.
Really? Do you have it in retail? Or
yeah, I'm in about 75 stores all over the world.
Really?
Yeah.
So what are some of the stores people can go to find them? Are they like bigger stores that people can find, or
more
specialty?
It's mostly specialty spas, hotels, and boutiques. Mm-hmm. But I'm in HD, which is a big Middle Eastern department store. I'm in a couple of stores in Japan internationally, and then Four Seasons Hotels. You can find me in the spas in about 5 locations.
Wow. Yeah. Very cool. Well, if you get, she said it, you can find her there. So just go to the spas and you'll see Caitlin there.
Or there's also a list on my website of stores where you can find my stuff.
Awesome. All right, everybody. So check out caviarandcashmere.com. We'll also put a link to your website.
Thank you.
So people can find it. Amazing things here from an amazing person. Jen, thanks so much for bringing her in.
Anytime. You know, amazing. I like to keep these kinds of people around me. So.
And you definitely are surrounding yourself with quality people, which I think is very
important.
Well,
Jen is a great friend.
Yeah.
She is to everybody around her. She's always there for...
Stop. Oh,
thank you.
You know that in Hebrew there's a saying that says, tell me who your friends are and I'll tell you who you are.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah.
You got to surround yourself with the right people. And as we get older, we always have this conversation about keeping your circle smaller.
Right.
And just having a handful of quality friends.
Exactly. Rather than a lot of them.
Yep.
Yeah. True.
Yeah.
Caitlin Chase, thank you so much for joining
us. Thank you for having me.
Much success to you. And don't forget us minions when you make it big.
I'll come stop by with my rap album. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. When that drops, please come back.
Yeah, exactly. We didn't even talk about the music yet. But so you're welcome back.
Joke. Yeah.
You're welcome back anytime, Caitlin.
Thank you.
All right, everybody. Thank you all for joining us. Have a wonderful day. You too, Jen.
Thank you, Sam. You too.
Thank you. And we'll see everybody tomorrow.
Listening to Sam in the Morning with Jen, right here on LA Talk Radio.